Welcome to this week's audio reflection. This reflection is meant to supplement this week's sermon, as well as both our Bible study and sermon response guides. The practice of slowing down to listen can enhance our ability to engage with God's Word, God's voice, and God's presence. So throughout this week's reading, we will provide some prompts for reflection, as well as times without any spoken word, to simply allow God to bring further insight and revelation.
Today's reading is from Ephesians 4 and 5.
You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitudes of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God, in true righteousness and holiness.
God, thank you for the new life, for the new self that you make available. Today, I pause to contemplate the many ways that you are making me new. God, would you help to see the ways that my former way of life persists in my life? Would you continue to shape my desires more and more towards your likeness?
Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their hands, that they may have something to share with those in need.
God, I invite you to point out anywhere that my anger has turned to sin. God, I invite you to point out any way that I've been acting or talking dishonestly.
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, for whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
God, I invite you to examine the way that I communicate with others, whether in person or online. Would you help me to get rid of thoughts and words that hold bitterness, rage, and anger? God, thank you for your honest and kind correction in my life. Would you continue to shape my desires towards your likeness, so that what comes out of my mouth sounds like you?
Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us, and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
This is the best invitation of all, to walk in the way of love. Jesus Christ, I thank you for your way of love. It is my deep desire to walk in your ways. I pause now to allow you to show me this pathway. What might the way of love look like today, in my interactions and conversations?
Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Jesus Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
As I go about my day, I choose the way of love as it unfolds and becomes the tangible peace, presence, power of Christ. Everywhere that I go.